Emerging Enterprise Awards 2021 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times.
Well, this is Money FM 89.3 and I'm Bernard Lim. Well, the COVID-19 pandemic has pushed businesses to pivot and diversify. And this year's Emerging Enterprise Awards 2021 is once again being held during the COVID-19 pandemic. And we look to recognize small and medium-sized enterprises that demonstrate innovation, resilience and sustainability despite going through tough circumstances. Well, in its 14th year, the awards are jointly organized by the Business Times and OCBC are held annually to celebrate and recognize emerging businesses with an enterprising mindset. And today, we speak to An Chai, the Managing Director of NanoSun, and we have Professor Darren Sun, the founder of NanoSun, with us as well. Let's start with you first, An Chai. NanoSun develops multifunctional membranes to kind of solve water crisis and challenges. So what has been your most memorable moment since the launch of NanoSun?
Well, thanks for the question. Happy to be here. NanoSun started with the 3D printer, which was invented by the professor. And at that point in time, we were only printing the size of a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but over time, we've been able to scale it and bring it to the market. We were very happy to start off with very small units and deploy in villages in Indonesia. And that created a real impact on the lives of people and make their water healthier, cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
But as we developed, the Singapore EDB decided to support our R&D. And then with professors' efforts, we've been able to treat a lot of the industrial water in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
And that is growing very rapidly as Singapore becomes more and more advanced in its manufacturing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about the technology that you have developed and where it is deployed right now.
Okay. For the 3D printer, the challenges were to get it to a point where you can scale and make it affordable and you can reach the market that clients are prepared to buy. So we have deployed in Singapore, in the semiconductor industry in particular, and solving quite complex pollutants, and thereby making sure that our water, when it's discharged into the water course, is safe, mm-hmm. is clean and non-toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Going broader, we have deployed in Philippines for a MNC, a food company. And then in China, we've also started to engage into municipal water, quite a big scale, almost 20,000 tons a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then beyond that, we've exported to Thailand. And then we are also looking at more sustainable developments to improve the grade of our membranes to deploy to more clients.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds like the company is on a very fine footprint already.
Yeah.
Well done. And the little birds have told us that you're having plans to IPO as well.
Well, that's what most companies at our stage should be looking at.
Mm-hmm.
We are going through a lot of investment in the past few years. A lot of hard work, 24/7, 996.
Mm-hmm.
An exit like this is only the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that with this, the capital raise, we can do much more in terms of the material science.
Mm-hmm.
And then to deploy the nano composites, 3D printing, and then combine it with a lot of needs. Actually, Professor has a lot of ideas on how to impact on not just water,
mm-hmm.
Energy, mm-hmm. and perhaps even healthcare and health sciences. Mm-hmm. Maybe over to Prof. Mm-hmm.
I think An Chai is right. Mm-hmm. And the DNA of the NanoSun we created was the original, the spin-off found NTU.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a huge of the talent, and which is trained locally. And the DNA gave us great opportunity. We are an invention, or the inventor in here, created the nanomaterial and the 3D printer, which is not only can print the membrane to the water business, water industry, to do the water conservation, but we also can print, for example, solar fuel, print the EV leading battery separator, and also even we can make you look younger.
So interesting.
Yeah. So this kind of the nanomaterial 3D printing process gave us a great opportunity. We are totally different from the tradition in which is the industry currently. Most of our the industry are doing here. So thanks to NTU, the talent pool and also the opportunity. And Joy is right, the EDB gave us a huge support at the beginning and to give us this is a jump start. Really appreciate, of course. So we have a lot of lab work which the NTU have.
And obviously, I hear the way you all talk, I can tell the two of you have very strong passion in this particular work that you guys are doing. And while there are plans in IPO, obviously business plans, how would you say you balance the passion for what you do and obviously the business part as well?
I guess the first order was, I think, when Professor woke up one night and said we got to try to station NanoSun in Singapore, despite being attracted by some US investors. He wanted to grow the R&D and concentrate the talent in Singapore. For myself, I like to see a lot more advanced value-added technology-intensive companies in Singapore and then radiating out to cover interesting demands, especially in the environment, especially in energy, and also in the medical and aesthetics aspect using our technology. So it need not be invented here, but it has to start off in Singapore and anchor it that way. But having said that, we still need to pay the bills. we need to attract people. And I'm very happy to also share with you that we take in a lot of graduates from NTU, NUS. We also take Poly. And in fact, the Poly people bring a lot of hands-on and make the ideas become realizable. So we hope to be an attractor of talent with people who want to bring things to the market. We're also looking for salespeople. So in order to energize them, they must feel that they are part of something that make lives better.
Sure. And the last, 2 years must have been quite a struggle for you guys to run the company. I mean, with COVID-19 pandemic, what kind of impact did it have on your operations?
Yeah, I think in ops, the biggest thing was sales, the impact. We no longer can just go to the client and be on site. Our business is a people business. We need to go down to the plant, collect wastewater, come back to the lab, test it, present the results. So that process has been affected. But thankfully, our customers are still very supportive. And on top of that, we also run a bit of operations for them. So that kept the income coming in on the recurring basis. What we hope to do is to, you know, add 10 more times, 100 times, and then have more of these regular recurring income. And so it becomes more pandemic proof, so to speak.
Well, we're speaking to Ann Chai, Managing Director of NanoSun, and Professor Darren Sun, who is a founder of NanoSun. Well, Professor, let's bring you into the conversation one more time. Research and development is really a core focus of NanoSun, naturally. So tell us, what are you working on at the moment? What are you dreaming up of right now?
Right. And research, most of the colleagues like me, so we're still in a lab in there. But my dreaming is not just working in the Ivy Tower, transfer the technology to the reality. That's what I'm very keen there. So I'm helping working with NCHI to push the nanomaterial 3D printer become a reality for mass production. And totally, you will see the reality of the Industry 4.0.
And NCHI, what's next for NanoSun right now?
Our very first sale was $30.
Okay.
This year, when we first started, our very first sale was $30.
Yeah. I remember these.
Yeah, so somebody wanted a sample of the 3D printed membrane to test. Okay. We are very blessed. We've been able to secure about $15 million of contracts this year. There's another four or five more. Perhaps even before Christmas, so working very hard towards that. So what we want to do is to deliver the value and then to sustain, perhaps to give you a sense of where we are heading. Because of the 3D printing, we're able to add on different composites, different additives to change the nature of this important membrane. It can be used in batteries, because all batteries need a separator.
Mm. That's right.
So NanoSun is heading that way.
Well, good to hear that you have all these plans. But for now, in the meantime, I think I just want to congratulate you guys once again on being nominated for this year's OCBC Emerging Enterprise Awards. Tell us the entire process so far, the nomination, the interviews, the rounds. What have you guys learned during this process?
Well, I guess to quote Steve Jobs, you know, stay humble, stay foolish, keep trying. I think a lot of people have supported us.
Right.
Even our investors have coached us. We've been very blessed with very strong shareholders with experience, successful businessmen who even sat us down and said, you know, Darren Anchai, please standardize your product. You know, something like that.
Right.
And that will cut costs by 50%.
Right, right.
So we've got this, and also we have people who have been in the markets. So instead of having to, you know, spend 2 years to access the market, we can do it in 6 to 9 months.
Sure.
So we need this level of support to help us because we were very small. After all, we started with $30 first sale. That was our first sale.
Well, we certainly wish you guys all the very best and thank you so much for spending your time here with us. Anchai and Professor Sun, appreciate you spending time with us here today. Anchai, Managing Director of NanoSun, and Professor Darren Sun, Founder of NanoSun, one of the nominees for the Emerging Enterprise Awards 2021. Well, I'm Bernard Lim. This is Money FM 89.3.
Emerging Enterprise Awards 2021 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and The Business Times, recognizing business innovation, resilience, and sustainability.